For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Missouri House abruptly ended the special legislative session on violent crime yesterday, failing to consider any of the proposals sent over from the Senate earlier this month. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what passed and what didn't.
Two of Governor Mike Parson's priorities were passed, ending St. Louis residency requirements and creating a witness protection fund. But the fund doesn't actually have any money in it. Yet, Parson expanded his call for a special session to include a proposal that would give the Attorney General the ability to prosecute murder cases in St. Louis. That, along with another measure related to giving guns to minors, failed.
You know, look, you're not going to hit a home run every time in this building. We're very content with what we got moving. Anything we can do to help law enforcement, to help victims in this state, to fight violent crime is a win.
Democrats criticized the governor for calling the session right before an election and in the midst of a pandemic. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Bars, restaurants, and other entertainment venues in Columbia will be able to stay open and serve alcohol until 10:30 p.m. starting Friday. The Columbia Missourian reports this comes from a change to a previous health order from the Columbia/Boone County Department of Health and Human Services. The previous order required businesses to suspend serving alcohol by 9 p.m. The modified health order will expire October 6th. The number of new cases of the coronavirus remains high in Missouri, but yesterday Governor Mike Parson cited the declining death rate as evidence that progress is being made. Parson noted at a news conference that in the early days of the pandemic in April and May, more than 7% of all cases were fatal. That percentage has gradually dropped, and so far this month, just 0.3% of Missourians infected with COVID-19 have died. Missouri reported 1,191 new cases yesterday, bringing the total to 106,587. Seven more deaths were also reported. All told, 1,739 Missourians have died from the virus. Mizzou Arena will be used as a polling place for the 2020 election. The Columbia Missourian reports this comes according to an announcement from MU Athletics and the Boone County Clerk's Office yesterday afternoon. The arena will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Election Day, November 3rd. Social distancing and face masks will be required. The president of the Columbia School Board has condemned a Facebook post made by Wayne Sells, the person for whom Rockbridge High School's football field is named. The Columbia Missourian reports Sells used multiple expletives in a Facebook post Monday in which he expressed anger with NFL athletes who knelt in a recent football game. The post has since been removed. KMIZ reports that Wade sent a letter to the school apologizing for the post and asking that his name be removed from the field. Columbia School Board President Helen Wade says the board plans to remove the name, quote, with all due expediency. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.